Blog Talk Radio.
While we do the life new beginning. Amen. This evening, we are talking about the word of knowledge, the word of knowledge. I'm Brother John, along with Dr. Suzanne, And we come together every Wednesday just to have an interactive Bible study on the air. Isn't that a beautiful thing? We just enjoy it when you call in. We do thank you for participating and being a part of this New Beginning Ministries on Blog Talk Radio. That's every Wednesday from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock. We do have a few numbers I do see on the board. And whenever you get an opportunity, please do not hesitate to join in. We're going to have prayer. Then after prayer, we're going to go directly into our Bible study. And we look forward to hearing you. For those of you that's listening by internet, if you choose to call in, the call-in number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. We'd love to hear from you. And if we don't hear from you, we do thank you for participating and being a part of this this Bible blog ministry. Amen. Father, we thank you for this day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank you for health. We thank you for strength. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for having a mind of clarity to be able to understand that we are vessels, Heavenly Father. We thank you for knowing, Heavenly Father, that whatever we do, we cannot do it without you. So we come together just to honor you. We come together to glorify you. We come together to magnify your name, just to lift you up. Father, we pray for the sick and afflicted, those who are in the hospitals, in nursing homes, those who are in rehab centers. Father, we pray for the bald. We pray for the hungry. We pray for those who are lacking finance. Father, we ask for increase on everything that we've prayed for. And if there's anything that we've missed, Heavenly Father, we know that you are an omnipresent, omniscient God, Father. We thank you for knowing that you're always there, that you're always around, Father. You know our heart desires, and we just turn it all over to you, Father. We ask for increased faith. And, Father, Lord, as we continue this Bible study this evening, Father, we just pray that we would all be on one accord, Heavenly Father. Let these words that you have placed in front of me, Heavenly Father, illuminate to those who are listening. We just give you the praise, the honor, and the glory in the mighty and precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen. For those of you that I'm looking on the message board, if you choose to tune in, just hit number one, and I will see that you are you will have something to say or share, and I will just more so just open up that line for you. Amen. The first scripture that we have coming is from 1 Corinthians 12:7. That's 1 Corinthians 12:7. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man for profit. That 7 and 8 says, for to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. Amen. So when we look at the word manifestation of the Spirit, manifestation means to manifest. That is to make something plain or to illustrate or make something seen or known. That is when something is manifested, that's what is done according to the Word of God. And that's just it's a conduct that we may have, a state of heart that we may have, some type of action that may be displayed, showing forth in feelings or actions. But we can see something that's manifested in that individual or whatever we are looking at. And here it says, the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man for profit. Every man for profit. In this case, the idea, the manifestation of the Spirit means that it is given to all men. Amen? It is given to all men. The word of God is given to pagans, is given to infidels, is given to scoffers as well as we, the Christians. Amen? So when we're looking at that, that's what it says. And then the word of wisdom, when we see the word of wisdom, that is something that has been endowed on us. Amen? With the word of wisdom, that's when we see wisdom, we think of the word wise, someone who is prudent, you know, in something, someone who is, you know, understands things very clear. The views are very clear to them. Amen? And they are able to clearly explain it to men or those that they are communicating with. Wisdom. I pray for wisdom every day. I pray for wisdom for every day. To another, it says, the word of knowledge. So when we look at the word of knowledge, it is to be, knowledge is something that has been learned. Or you have a clear view of something. And now when we look at this here in the Word of God, it's a view of the plan of salvation. And that's what it's all about. This whole thing is about salvation, that we are saved. Amen? So the Word of knowledge is understanding the plan of salvation that we have for ourselves. And the last part, it says, by the same Spirit. And we understand that when we're talking about by the same Spirit, it is talking about that we are not to be, have any type of pride. We do not have any type of endowments of one another that we feel that we are above others. Amen? So by the same Spirit, we have the same Spirit, and that Spirit is the Spirit of Christ. So if we're going to lift anything up, we're going to lift up Jesus Christ. Amen? So when I look at here, the word of wisdom, if you would like to look further in your notes, Isaiah 11:2. When we look at talking about to another, 1 Corinthians 2:6-7. And then finally, we have here, by the same Spirit, 1 Corinthians 13:2. I am only using one monitor at this time. One of my monitors is out, so I'm going back and forth to look and see if there is someone that would like to make a comment. If you do, please do not hesitate to hit number one so that we can tune you, open the mics for you. In fact, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to open up all of these mics so I don't have to go back and forth. For those of you that are calling from New York, those of you that are calling from Cleveland, we have some callers that will be calling in from Indiana. We do invite you all. Amen. And, you know, we just want to have a good time in the Lord, and we just hope that that is what happens. So for those of you that have tuned in, we just want to let you know your mics are open. So anything that is around you, that's any type of noise, we will hear. Okay? So if you could be cognizant of that, that would be appreciated. Let's continue on with our study. The next, we're looking at Romans 15:14. Amen. I can hear somebody ruffling their pages of the Bible through my earphone. And I myself also am persuaded of you, my brethren, that you also are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, able also to admonish one another. Amen? And so the first part I would like to look at as we just scrutinize this, and I myself also. Paul is basically showing that why he had written this letter. Amen? Why he had written this letter, and that was to state his confidence in them at that time when he was writing to the church. He exhorted them to peace, and he opposed some, man. I'm trying to get my monitor, and it's just amazing when your computer is messing up. He upholds some of their strongest prejudices during that time. Amen. He upholds some of them of their strongest prejudices, and in order to secure their obedience in his comments or injunctions, he now shows the deep interest in which he had in their welfare. Amen? So when it says, I myself, he's speaking of a persuasion that he feels about what he is writing. Now, when we look at the word persuaded, that's something who is full of confidence. He has full of confidence in them. The confidence that he expressed, amen, is what he's expressing through his letter. And when he's talking about of you, he's talking about when he's writing to the church at that time, this confidence that he has within the church. Now, the my brethren, he is addressing, when we say a brother, we are addressing affection. Amen? He was not talking in authority. He did not talk in terms of he was Lord over them. Amen? He is just saying, when he says, my brother, my brethren, that is a comment of affection, showing that you are feeling that you all on the same accord. My brother is a sign of affection, no different than when we say my brother within my family, my brethren of the church. Amen. We are all of the same faith. Amen. The same Lord. The same faith, are full of goodness, filled with kindness and benevolence. So here, there is, you know, he's speaking about, this is almost like where he's reminding them of the errors about their opinions and their conduct. Amen? So during that time, there was, there was a lot of perverseness. There was a lot of perverseness during that time, and he's reminding them of the danger that the city was under when, because of that attitude that was there, and that attitude of pride, that attitude of haughtiness. In other words, like you are over others. The Gentiles, if you remember, if you think about that, the Gentiles, they were considered lower. The Gentiles were considered lower. And what he is doing is he's reminding them that they need that they need to be cognizant of that, of the Gentiles at that time. Amen. So if when many of them had a problem even of receiving instruction from a foreign Jew. So he is just reminding them, that how Jesus Christ, full of goodness, full of kindness, full of benevolence, he is talking about, reminding the church of who they are and how they are to conduct their behavior. Amen. I'm going to open up the mics if anyone has any comments. If not, we're going to continue to move forward. Praise the Lord. We're going to move on. Our next scripture is 1 Corinthians 1:5. 1 Corinthians 1:5. That in everything you are enriched by him, in all utterance, and in all knowledge. Amen. In everything you are enriched by him, in all utterance and in all knowledge. We know who him is. We're talking about Jesus Christ. In everything that you are enriched in Jesus Christ, amen, in all utterance and in all knowledge. And that's the scripture here. We're talking about the word of knowledge. Amen. So in every, with knowledge, the here is that in everything that's giving respect, knowing knowing that God has given us favor. He's given favor on his people. Amen? He has given favor on his people. And we have been blessed. We have been blessed. And the blessings not only go through us, but we are also blessed. Blessing, should I say, our children. The children that are to come after us. Amen? Everything. Not only us, but the generations to come. You are enriched by him. Amen? That means that, you know, that there is an abundance upon you. Amen? The apostles, you know, the apostles, they intend, there was doubtless, there was doubt during that time that these blessings had been, you know, had been conferred to them. You know, many of them did not believe that, they doubted that at that time. They did not believe that there was these blessings upon them, and also that this was an invaluable endowment that many had received as well. So when it talks about that, you are enriched. Enriched is like a treasure. That's a treasure that we have, that we have been given. You are enriched by him. We have been given a treasure by him. Let's put it like that. Amen? We have been given a treasure, the Holy Spirit. Amen? Because when Jesus Christ is looking at us, he sees the Spirit. He sees his Son. Amen? And he has given us the knowledge to know the difference. He has given us the knowledge to know the difference. Now, when you think about, or when we think about Jesus Christ, think about everything that he has done in our lives. Think about the blessings that we have received. Think about all these things that we have received in Christ. Amen? So you are enriched by him. That is a blessing alone. You are enriched. He has given his life. Jesus Christ has given his life that we might have it, life more abundantly. More abundantly. Amen? And in all utterance, that word utterance is talking about speaking in various tongues. Now, Paul at that time was a very, very wise apostle. He could he could speak in various languages. He can speak in various languages. So sometimes people use that knowledge over other people because they can speak in other languages. But what Paul chose to do, only time that he spoke in a foreign language is just so that it could be interpreted by those who are listening. It's like speaking in tongues. When we're speaking in tongues, there should be an interpreter so that whoever is hearing it understands what is being said. Amen? And in all knowledge, when it says in all knowledge, we're talking about divine truth. Amen? Divine truth. What is divine truth? That is what we have heard, what we believe, what we have heard, and what we believe. Amen? So that knowledge is what we embrace intellectually. Now, that was not true for all of them, but it was for the body of the church that he was speaking to. The body of the church that he was speaking to. Amen? We're going to go back, and again, if anyone would like, you know, 574-216, if you'd like to make a comment, please do. You know, we're opening up the mics for you. Amen? Okay, we're going to continue on. Praise the Lord. We're moving on to 1 Corinthians 8:11. And for those of you that just tuned in, we are, the topic is the Word of God. The topic is the Word of God. Amen? The Word of God. 1 Corinthians 8:11. And through your knowledge shall the weak brother perish. And through your knowledge shall the weak brother perish for whom Christ died. Amen. And through your knowledge shall the weak brother perish. When I look at this, it's because it's when you talk about knowledge, knowledge is something that you know, knowing the difference between right and wrong. And because you knew that something was that an idol was nothing, and that there could be no real danger of falling into adultery or partaking of or entertaining yourself under this, it is saying that you will thus be the means of deceiving and destroying him. So it is our duty, it is the duty for those who have this knowledge to make the word plain. If there is something wrong, then we are to speak up. If we have the knowledge of knowing through Christ that something is wrong, then we are to speak up. When it says, shall the weak brother, it is talking about not physical, it's someone who is ignorant to the word of God. Amen? Someone who is ignorant to the word of God. And that is the weak brother, someone that does not know the word of God. Amen? So we are to speak up when we know something is wrong. As a Christian, we are to speak up. We are to share, to rightfully divide the word of truth. Rightfully. Knowing the word of God and showing it and sharing it with others in the correct manner. Amen? So, when we talk about, when it says to perish, perish means that someone who has been destroyed, something that has been ruined or lost. So that is perish. That is perishing, being destroyed, ruined, or lost in this world, walking around and not knowing the love of Christ, not knowing the word of God, not knowing that we are walking in darkness, lost, not understanding the plan of salvation, lost. Amen? So there are warnings. There are warnings. There are warnings that we get as we go through life. And we need to adhere to those warnings. That's almost like someone who needs saving, and we choose not to save them. Amen? Someone we know, let's say, for example, is going down a river and about ready to go over, fall over Niagara Falls, and we don't warn them. We don't say a word, knowing that they're heading for destruction, knowing that they're heading in a direction that they're going to be either lost that they're going to be destroyed or their life is going to be ruined. Amen? And we, as the body of Christ, choose to say nothing. 1 Corinthians is our next scripture, 1 Corinthians 13, 2. 1 Corinthians 13, 2. Amen. 1 Corinthians 13, 2. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not love, I am nothing. Amen. That's, you know, that's one of my favorites, actually. Now, you think about this. I have the gift of prophecy. The gift of prophecy. Not talking about the future, but being able to speak into another person's life. Amen? I have the gift of prophecy to be able to speak into another person's life. I have the gift of understanding all the mysteries, understanding the Word of God, the mysteries of God, and all the knowledge. And though I have all the faith in the world, the faith is, my faith is so strong that whatever obstacles come against me, I know that through Christ, I can handle them. I know that through Christ that those obstacles are not going to hurt me. I know that through Christ that those obstacles, my finances may be short, and I'm wondering, how am I going to make it? My faith is saying, I'm going to make it. Physically, I am falling short. Physically, I am having all kinds of problems. I'm in a rehab. I am in a rehab. And that rehab, I've been there so long to the point where any other person with doubt began to start to doubt their reason of being able to get out of that rehab center. But I have the faith of knowing that God is going to restore me, that I'm going to be okay. That kind of faith. I have that kind of faith. And what the Word is saying here, that I can have all of this. I can have all of this. And if I do not have the gift of love, it's saying that I am nothing. And I think that's so powerful. So powerful. I got all of these, I have all of these gifts. I can understand mysteries. I understand the prophecy. I have knowledge, unbelievable knowledge that God has given me. I have the faith, unspeakable faith. And through it all, no love. I am nothing. And I think that that runs deep. And that's, you know, that runs really extremely, extremely deep. Lacking love, short on love. Amen. God said we're supposed to love our neighbors. Love our neighbors. Amen. We're to love others as God has loved us, we are to love others the same way as we love ourselves. Amen. Always, always admonishing love. Wherever we go, whatever we do, it does not make a difference what happens. It does not make a difference how many people talk about us. It does not make a difference. We are to always admonish. We always to have love, to show love. Amen? We are always to speak in love. And I think that that is so powerful. Again, if anyone would like to make any comments, feel free. The mics have been open for you to make any comments. So please do if you choose to. For those that are listening by internet, 347-237-4054 is the call-in number. Amen. 574. Don't, if you choose to hesitate, you know, it just if you want to share anything, we do hear you in the background. If you want to, if you would like to make any comments in reference to what we have on love or just not having love, please do. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Did you have any comments?
Yes, sir, I do. I would just like to go back to verse number 1 of 1 Corinthians 13.
All right, please do.
Paul says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. Verse 2 says, and though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. When we are giving a word of knowledge or we are speaking into a person's life, if there is not any love with that, then it means nothing.
Amen.
See, we have a tendency of saying things, but what we don't realize is our words are attached to action. When you speak a thing, you speak it into existence.
Amen.
So if we're not operating in love when we speak to people, and when we speak to our brethren, if we're not speaking out of the spirit of love, it causes an atmospheric change in the life of a person because of the spirit that we have when we say what we say.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible declares that the power, the very power of life and death are in the tongue.
Amen.
So when I'm speaking, I have the opportunity to either speak life or I can speak death.
That's right.
Now, even though I have the gift of prophecy, if I am speaking in the wrong spirit, even with the gift of prophecy, I speak those things into the atmosphere and I cause a chain reaction to begin to happen. This is why all prophecy is conditional.
Amen. Amen. That is so true.
It is important that when we speak in the right spirit. Because love
Amen.
Is not going to tell me that I'm going to stay broken. Love is going to tell me that God is working on my behalf when I can't see it. And he is healing the parts of me that have not been healed. That's speaking in love. We have a tendency as people, humans, to say things sometimes out of character, but we forget that our words do have power.
Yes, they do. It's ironic. I just spoke with some young kids today and speaking about, you know, the power of the tongue. You know, we can tear someone down or we can build them up just with the power of the tongue. And kids have a tendency of tearing each other down, you know, or talking about each other at that time. And that was one of the things I spoke with, you know, again, with them, was just reminding them of who they were and speaking into the lives of each other and what they could do in terms of tearing each other down. Just about what they say to each other. Amen. So I do thank you for that. We are on, our next scripture is on we are at 1 Corinthians 14:6. 1 Corinthians 14:6. Amen. 1 Corinthians 14:6. Now, brethren, if I come unto you speaking with tongues, what shall I profit you? Except I shall speak to you either by revelation or by knowledge or by prophesying or thy doctrine. Amen. My brothers, you want to make a comment on that? Amen. As we continue with this, now, brethren, I come to you speaking with tongues. What shall I profit you? Except that I speak to you by revelation or by knowledge or prophesying or by doctrine. And here Paul is, and as I spoke earlier, Paul had the ability to speak various languages. He had the ability to speak various languages. And what he chose to do was, rather than speaking the only time they spoke a foreign language is if it was understood, if they understood that foreign language. And here, it is saying that, if my monitor keeps going out, and here it says, I come to you speaking to you with tongues, what shall I profit? Meaning that if he came to speak to, if he spoke in a language that they did not understand, then that they would not receive the message. So here he's speaking about the revelation, and he's using the knowledge, or by prophesying, or by doctrine. Those are the only ways. Those are the only ways that he could communicate to them. He did not speak to them in a language that they did not understand. Because if he spoke to them in a language they did not understand, there had to be an interpreter, someone to interpret so that they would understand. It's like going to a foreign land and communicating with others who speak in a different language than you. And someone is trying to give you direction, or someone is trying to give you information. That information is not going to be received. Why? Because you do not understand. You cannot interpret that language. Now, if there is an interpreter there, while they are giving you that information, then it's much clearer. It is understood. So, again, we're talking about, you know, how it is interpreted. And Paul is talking about how he is coming to them. If I come to you speaking with tongues, what shall I profit? And he's saying that if he speaks in tongues in a language that they do not understand, there is going to be no profit at all. His message is not going to be received. So, and it goes even further, and it says, except I shall speak to you by revelation or by knowledge or by prophesying or by the doctrine or by the word of God. And he's speaking in a way that they may understand, giving them revelations in a word that they would understand. Amen. He did not come speaking in a language that they did not understand. It was not a foreign language. And the only time that he did speak in a foreign language is when it was understood. Understand? It was understood. So that communication of the gospel was to those who did not understand his native tongue. And that is the only time that he began to speak in another language, if they did not understand his native tongue. Amen. 2 Corinthians 2:14. Now thanks be unto God, who always causes us to triumph in Christ and makes manifest the fragrance of his knowledge by us in every place. Amen. Thanks be unto God. That is, when we're saying thanks. We are, you know, here Paul is talking about a joyous, you know, there's a joy on that occasion. We're saying thanks be unto God. Something has happened. Something has happened where we are happy. We are excited about it. Thanks be unto God. Thanks be unto God for waking us up another day. Thanks be unto God for that job that has just been planted for us. Thanks be to God. God is the one who made it happen. And here is Paul is talking about it's a joy on this occasion. A joy on this occasion. Amen? So he is informing the success in what was done. He is in what was done, and everything was about the kingdom of the Redeemer. Amen? So this is a success when you're saying thanks be unto God. He's talking about the joy of the success, that it was received. Amen? This is an advancement unto the kingdom of Jesus Christ. An advancement for those who accepted what was said, and he is rejoicing. Amen. And I don't know where time is going. Any comments? Any comments on this? 2 Corinthians 4:6. 2 Corinthians 4:6. For God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness. For God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness. Now, here is the apostle refers here, if we look at, think about Genesis, in Genesis, when God created the heavens and the earth, darkness was on the face of the deep, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. And thus he caused light to shine out of darkness. Amen? And shining here, he is given to our hearts. Amen? That light is given to our hearts as of the gospel. Amen? That light is given to the world. That light is a glorious light of the Son, Jesus Christ. Amen? And as God is the author of light and the creator of the universe, amen, he is the author of the gospel. He is the author. Amen? This is nothing that was created or invented by any human hand, any human being. Amen? That power is the wisdom and the might of our Creator. Amen? He is the creation of the world, and he is the one who created power. He is the one that created energy. He is the one that creates skill, the light of knowledge. Amen? That light of knowledge is what gives us, that helps us to be able to enlighten others, to be able to speak to others about the plan of salvation, to be able to speak to others about the Word of God, that light. And that light appears to me and to you. Amen? So here is the light of knowledge. Amen? And the light of knowledge is only through our God and through Jesus Christ. Amen. It's through the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Who is Jesus Christ? Giving them the plan of salvation. That is our only purpose. That is our only purpose, and that is to share the plan of salvation, to help others to become saved. Amen. To help others to know who Jesus Christ is. Amen. And I'm sure that you come in contact with others on a daily basis. And the question is, how often do we share Christ with them? if we see someone that needs salvation, someone that is heading in the wrong direction, someone who is walking in the darkness, how often do we share the word of God with them? Amen? And as I said, as I spoke earlier, it's like someone that's going down a river, and you know at that particular time, at a particular place, that that river is going to just drop, and that life is gone. Do we warn them that they're heading for danger, or do we hold our words, do we hold from sharing what God says that we should be doing? Amen? Do we do that, or do we share Jesus Christ? Amen? Any comments? 2 Corinthians 10:5, one of my favorites. 2 Corinthians 10:5, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Casting down imagination. Casting down any type of reasoning that is going to lead us in the wrong direction. Amen? Casting down. It refers to the plans of a wicked world against the church, against Christians. Any type of false prophets, any type of enemies of the gospel, any plan that's trying to turn us around and move away from where Christ is leading us. Amen? And the foes are out there. The foes are out there. The enemies are out there. And the enemy's purpose is to kill, steal, and destroy anything that we have gained through Christ. Amen? And the only thing that we can do is rely on resisting through the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Amen? Strongholds, any type of strongholds of the enemy of God. Amen? And there are various strongholds that we go through. There are various strongholds. Amen? There are so many false prophets out here. There are so many enemies Jesus Christ. Amen. And everything should be exalted and respecting the dignity and the purity. We're getting ready kind of short. We're looking at 90 seconds that's lasting on here. We're going to have to do a part two of this, the Word of God. Any comments before we close? 574-216.
I would just like to say, if we look at verse number 2 real quick, verse number 2 says this, but I beseech you that I may not be bold when I am present with that confidence wherewith I think to be bold against some, which think of us as if we walked according to the flesh. Now verse 3 says, for those who walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh.
Amen.
Those imaginations that happen come from the flesh. This is why we can't walk after the flesh. That was all I wanted to say.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. My brother, we do thank you for tuning in, for everyone, all the numbers that I see on here, even though that you didn't comment. We do thank you for tuning in. We pray that you would continue to enjoy us so that you can enlighten those that are tuning in. Remember, we love you, but God loves you most. God bless you.